Hey guys, welcome back to We Watch a Movie. I'm Mike.
I'm Jay.
And a Nightmare on Elm Street kind of sort of update for you. Assholes.
It's not bad at all. He's like, you know what? Elijah's coming. And you tell him the Shire's coming with him.
That's pretty good.
Shit.
The Boo Crew, which is a badass title, by the way, for a podcast. Bloodiest Dustings Brew... Fucking can't talk shit!
Hey, Brew Crew is a great one, too. Don't leave them out. They like, have a lot of beer tasting.
They should hire us for that.
I would love to do that.
The Boo Crew is on Bloody Disgusting. It's a podcast there. They have really good shit and a really cool name. They were talking to Elijah Wood about his movie that's coming out on VOD on Friday called Come to Daddy.
Oh, and, yeah, that sounds... Oh, is it Nicolas Cage in that?
it's a horror movie that actually looks pretty dope, and it's going straight to VOD. It's going to come out on Friday. I wrote about it in the article that we put out today about all the movies coming out this weekend, so check that out, wewatchedmovie.com. Quick plug in your butt.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Plug it in.
So he's been doing this press tour, but butt plugs. But
yeah, it's gonna be available at your local Bed Bath Beyond this summer.
They should get the rights to that shit, make a butt plug commercial. But anyways, it could be scented butt plugs.
I'd buy that for $1.
You fart and it blows like blueberry scent out the other side.
Hey, you know what? That's really gonna be popular in a lot of BDSM circles for sure.
Oh yeah. So what the fuck was going on? Okay, so Elijah Wood, he's going on a press tour for his new movie, Daddy's Home, and Come to Sweet Henrietta.
I thought it was called Come to Daddy.
Yeah, I keep saying Daddy's Home. I keep getting it confused. But yeah,
Come to Daddy, because it reminds me of Hellraiser with Frank. Mm-hmm. It's like, Come to Daddy. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not going to. Your skin's falling off.
You smell like patchouli. But... he's doing a press tour, and I kept wondering, like, why is nobody asking him about Nightmare? Because if you guys remember the last Nightmare Elm Street update that we did, Elijah Wood's company was reportedly going after the rights to it because he had an idea for it, and they wanted to get it. Mike Flanagan also came out on Twitter, the guy, you know, directed Haunting of Hill House and directed Dr. Sleep and all sorts of good shit.
Amazing fucking movie, by the way. Dr. Sleep is incredibly good.
It is, and on Blu-ray this week. He put out there on Twitter that he had a pitch for it, but we never heard anything. And what scares me about this article, we're going to get into what Elijah Wood said his plans for the movie was, but the very first thing he said was, any opportunity to get a hold of a classic franchise like that and revitalize it and do something different with it is pretty exciting. I don't know if the rights are actually available. We've done our due diligence. And that could mean one of two things. It could mean, I don't know if the rights are actually available to us, which is what everybody, I think, is assuming he means. But I wonder if they reached out and they were like, actually, we're not doing shit with it. We've decided.
Well,
because West Craven Estate owns the rights to the whole thing, apparently.
I mean, I think that if Elijah Wood, thank you, would. If Elijah Wood, like, approached the West Craven Estate and had a great idea for a story and was really interested in revitalizing the series and doing a more serious approach to it, much like the Halloween remake and the upcoming Saw movie, I think that he would have he would be in a really good position to get those rights from the West Craven Estates to make the film. I mean, I think that, and as far as what the quote was, is... yeah, I mean, I think he's just saying, like, yeah, he's like, they're looking into, they're hoping. I mean, they're hoping that they get a shot at it if it ever becomes available that you can pitch, you know, scripts or things or ideas to it. So
I think that actually sounds pretty defeatist to me, though. We've done our due diligence, and
well,
I don't know
I think
if the rights
saying,
are
like,
available.
I think what he's saying, like, what I'm taking from that is we've done our due diligence is maybe being like, hey, man, we put our work in. Like, we've come out with some good stuff, and we've got some good ideas brewing. And if these guys want to get nasty in the jungle, let's get nasty. I mean, like, let us have a chance.
I wish you said that instead.
Let's get crazy with it. And I, you know what? Honestly, Elijah Wood, straight out the Shire. I don't know. I like Elijah Wood. Like, he seems like, and he has like, would you be down for him? Like, I'm not saying, like, 100% yes, but I'm just saying, would you be down for Elijah Wood and his company obviously producing the Nightmare on Elm Street remake, but what if Elijah Wood wanted to star as Freddy Krueger?
No, he's not big enough.
Well, I mean, neither was Robert Englund. Robert Englund's a pretty small guy. I mean, it's not like he's huge, too. And Jackie Earle Haley was small, too.
I don't know. I just, Elijah Wood seems even smaller. I don't know.
I was thinking about, well, he does have a boyish looking face, but that would all be burnt up and like he would look like a crispy turd anyway, so it wouldn't matter. But I also, he does play a pretty creepy guy in Sin City. So, I mean, he could pull off, you know, with the glasses and shit. Like, he does pretty, like, I think he could pull off that role. I don't.
He looks too tiny. Even in Sin City, he looks tiny.
Yeah, I know, Tom Hardy was small too, and he got bulked up for Bane. So I mean,
I don't need him to be muscular. He just seems tiny. I don't know.
Let's not talk about his wiener. I'm talking about his physique.
I'm sure.
Like, I think that
his wiener looks huge because he looks tiny.
I think that I'm just going to make the argument that Robert Englund was very small, and so was Jackie Earle Haley. I mean, they weren't like 6'6" monsters.
You have a good point about Jackie Earle Haley, but I can't imagine it in my mind's eye, in my whispering
eye.
Well,
I'm thinking about like the fact that he could play the creepy, you know, the creepy uncle that hides out in the picnic area of the park or something. Like, I don't know, he just looks like that guy. And sure. Especially with that stash in that
with
fucking
the
picture. Like he's holding a shake weight
in the closet.
Yeah, he's holding a shake weight and probably has peanut butter on his penis, just like in Halloween.
Oh, man, I got peanut butter on my penis. But what he does talk about actually what their idea would have been. I don't know. So it sounds to me like you don't think that they've actually had a chance to even pitch yet. The way I take what he said is that we've done our due diligence. I don't think the rights are actually available. To me, I read that as we tried to get it. I don't think it's going to happen, and possibly they're not even actually up for grabs right now because you never heard anything else. And when Mike Flanagan, who's maybe the most successful horror director as far as like today's stuff coming out, like recent hits, like he puts in work constantly and everything seems to be liked by just about everybody. If he puts his pitch out there and you don't hear anything, and then, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of worried. Maybe Wes Craven's estate decided to take pitches and then at some point maybe got cold feet. And maybe that's the part that we're all missing out here. I don't mean to be negative, Nancy. I just it gives me a bad feeling. I would like to pry further into that mustached man's mind and find out.
Well, Frodo's got hairy feet, so let's give that a shot. Okay, let him have his chance.
Listen, I didn't watch.
He's got Hobbit feet.
I don't know these fucking references.
He's got Hobbit feet. But anyway, the thing is, maybe he did pitch the idea, and they Wes Craven's estate has just been like, you know what, we're gonna remain quiet right now and see how the landscape unfolds a little bit longer, and then we'll make our move and decide what studio or what script is best suited for Wes Craven's version of Freddy Krueger that he wanted on film. I don't know, but I don't think that. I don't know, man. Like I just feel like they haven't. Maybe they haven't pitched anything to him. Maybe they're saying they have some stuff brewing and they have things like ideas, but they haven't had a chance to actually contact the Wes Craven estate to give those ideas.
I think they pitched it and got denied.
Well, I think he pitched a tent, and that's untrue.
I pitched a tent during the halftime show.
Yes, everybody did. My shit was rock hard. It went all the way to Mars. I created an elevator to the moon.
my dog had a boner. My fucking couch had a boner. I was like, what is that? Poltergeist.
My fucking car alarm went off.
Pleather!
But, yeah. Either way, you can take it. That quote, you could be taken either way. But I hope that they, you know. And honestly, it's weird for me. Like, I've always felt that, you know, Elijah Wood's company and the way that Elijah Wood is, and I do think that he's a hard worker, and I think that he would try to make something really great and unique out of a Nightmare on Elm Street remake. I think A24 would be the studio that I would go with. That's my opinion, but
I would love to see that too, because I think they would be able to make it creepy and scary. And you got that weird violin going through the whole time, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know what kind of fucking violin, you know what I was trying to do.
That was the violin played by Marilyn Manson at his latest show.
But he does talk about what he would have done had he got the opportunity to, he says, where's the part? He continued. No, that's not the part. I am stupid as fuck today, man. I can't think straight. He says, it's already been done. You can't do an origin story with Freddy Krueger again. That's already been done twice. You almost have to let Freddy go and move into a different direction. I think you bring Freddy along for the ride initially, but you have to go somewhere else with it because it's such well-trodden ground. This part, I don't like it so much.
Yeah, it's kind of... I mean, I'm not, like, totally against it because I can see what he's saying. But, I mean, as far as, like, a pure origin story of Freddy Krueger, I mean, you could argue that the remake, a 2011 remake, did more in, like, the origin part of him than any of the other films. Because in the first one, in Nightmare on Elm Street original, in the OG classics, you don't really get that much. You get just a lot of people talking about what he was when he was alive, which was effective and it was great. And then in Nightmare on Elm Street 6, you get flashbacks to when he was actually human. And then when the remake came out, it feels like it's a full-on, like, at least fleshed-out version of the origin part of it. So, but, I mean, as far as, like, has there ever been a true origin part of Freddy Krueger? I don't know if that's really the case or not. I think it goes back to the same thing, though. Like, we've had this talk before about Spider-Man. I mean, how many times can you see fucking Uncle Ben's Rice get fucking murdered and have, like, Spider-Man seek revenge and do the whole suit thing before you're like, hey, man, we know who Spider-Man is. You don't have to do that every time. Just like Superman, you don't have to do that every time.
Batman. I don't disagree with him that I don't need another Freddy Krueger origin story. I actually prefer not to have an origin story. I'm with him on that. I don't want another one. I know that they didn't really flesh it out in either film fully, you know, and hell, even in part 5, I think it was, they kind of did the origin story a little bit. They explained more of his backstory when his mom got raped by the Thousand Maniacs and all that.
That was 3. That was 3.
Okay. But they did it. And they've touched, I mean, they, even in the deeper sequels, they added to the lore of it. And I don't see the need to go back and tell another origin story again. I think with all these characters, like, we know who the fuck Freddy Krueger is. I mean, give us a tiny explanation at the beginning of the movie. But even new audiences going to the theater today are going to know, for the most part, what Freddy Krueger is. We don't need a whole origin story to figure it out. I say,
yeah,
you know, have put him in a new place and put new people, not a new place, but put new people around him. Perfect example, what they did with the 2009 reboot of Friday the 13th. They jumped you right the fuck into it. Jason comes in, he kills a bunch of people before the title card even drops. And then you had that weird flashback sequence where his mom comes in. They explain it in like seconds with a quick flashback. That's all you need. What I'm scared of, what he's saying here, though, is where he says, I think you bring Freddy along for the ride initially, but you have to go somewhere else with it because it's such well-trodden ground. I don't want Nightmare to move away from Freddy. I think that's balloon.
Freddy's Nightmares, they tried to do that kind of thing back in the day. I mean, they even had that idea for Halloween. They were going to make a whole series, and it was going to be under the title of Halloween and tell different stories under Samhain. Or however the fuck you say it. I know we say it wrong. I get it, guys. I don't know how to say it. Whatever. Samhain. But Solon. Anyway, I saw one, whatever. Devin Sawa. But either way, it doesn't work because the iconic person that is Freddy Krueger will always be the centerpiece of the Nightmare on Elm Street series, and that's what you want to have. Like, you don't want to move away and say, well, we'll tell different stories underneath the Nightmare on Elm Street titles and then, you know, all this. No, I don't know if they'll do that, though. I don't really think that they'll move away from Freddy Krueger. I don't even think that's what he was saying, because, I mean, that's like saying, well, we'll do a Batman movie and move away from Batman. I mean, they did that with Gotham. It was successful on TV, but, I mean, it's not going to be successful in the theater.
Well, I don't think they'll do it anyway, because, you know, it doesn't sound like they're going to get the rights to it. So this is all, you know, just what
it's
if.
Just all speculation, yeah.
Yeah, this is what he would have done with it. And this actually, no offense, Elijah, I love the guy. I think his turn into indie horror later in his career is fucking dope as shit. And he's a cool guy. But I really do not like the idea. I get that it's well-trodden ground, and I get that it's been done before. But if it's Nightmare on Elm Street, it's Freddy Krueger. If it's Halloween, it's Michael Myers, so on, yada, yada, yada. I think it's always a mistake to move away from the central character. It's not about the title of the movie. I've always said this, if you did, like, they wanted to do those Halloween 3s, like, there's a certain group of people out there that's always with the, they should just make it an anthology again, like what John Carpenter wanted to do with Halloween 3. And I'm like, why even call it Halloween then? Then it's just any other horror anthology. If it doesn't have Michael Myers in it, it's just another horror anthology. As much as
If you want an anthology, if you want a goddamn compilation, go buy Now That's What I Call Music Volume 80. Okay, fuck you. Don't put that shit in my horror movie. Let me read this part. The next quote that's coming up here. I think this is interesting.
Same.
I can see it.
It says to my ears like sweet, sweet serenity.
I'm going to fuck that. It says, I think England has to be in it. I think you have to honor that series, to honor that character, to honor Wes Craven, Wood explained. I think you have to do that, and then you can express beyond that. He said he wants to do one last film as well. So, okay, with that quote, he's obviously wanting Robert Englund. If he got the chance to work on this film, to get his dirty hands in that pie and mix it all around, he wants to bring back Robert Englund. Which,
don't you fuck you know, it. Don't you fuck that pie.
Well, I mean,
don't
you got
you
we'll
fuck
just
that fucking pie.
We'll just tell your mother that we ate it all. But but the thing is, I'm kind of torn on this one because, like, I love, like, Robert Englund's incredible. Like, he's great. He's like, he is Freddy Krueger for all intents and purposes. I mean, he's the only guy that's held the torch for all these years. Unfortunately, Jackie O'Haley got the old big dick in the butthole because of a bad script, bad CG, and just, you know, bad timing. But Robert Englund is the, you know, he's the guy. But I've always said, like, to move forward in the future, I mean, you could let him come back one more time, but I think his swan song really was Wes Craven's New Nightmare. I mean, you could say Freddy versus Jason because he's more like classic Freddy Krueger in that, but I feel like he got to work with Wes one more time. He got to do New Nightmare. He got to reinvent the character. He got to shine. He got a reunion with Heather Langenkamp and the original cast. I just don't feel like he needs to do another one just because it's already been like, let someone else have the reins and move forward. Like, that's why I think that in a better response to that would be like, yeah, I think England is the man and he's great. And we love Robert England and he's left us a blueprint for how to make a really successful Freddy Krueger. But I want to take like another actor that's got the chops and put him in the center role, like maybe Kevin Bacon. Like, Kevin Bacon's been on the lips of a lot of people saying that Kevin Bacon would be a great Freddy Krueger, and I got to say, I agree with that 100%. Kevin Bacon would be an incredible Freddy Krueger, and letting like a studio like A24, even Elijah Wood's company, and Elijah Wood having a lot more hands-on and having Kevin Bacon in the center of it would be a really good idea moving forward in the future with that series.
I see, and we do this every time there's a Nightmare on Elm Street story. We all end up arguing over Robert Englund, no Freddy without Robert, or like who should play. I'm getting some feedback in your microphone there, or in your earpiece. In your earpiece.
Oh.
I can hear myself talking. I like it.
I don't know why.
but gets me all rickadoo. But we always end up having that conversation. But I think this adds to what he said before, though, because he says, I think you have to bring back Robert. I think you have to do that, and then you can express beyond that. So that's the question to me with Robert. I don't mind Robert Englund coming back to be Freddy. I'm like, fuck it, he's Freddy. That's amazing if that works out. The only problem is that you have him come back. He can do one, maybe two films. After that, I mean, his age does come into presence, and I don't think he wants to do all the shit with the makeup any more than that. That's what was so hard to get him to come back in the first place. So if you're going to start this series up again, the studio's obviously going to be thinking sequels. They're obviously going to be thinking money. It'd be great to have him come back, but then where can you really go? You're going to have a trilogy like with what Halloween's doing, and then the second movie it's going to be a different lead character.
That's what I mean, man. It's just too weird. It's like fucking the Three Ninjas kicked back when they replaced Rocky with that black-haired kid that was 6'8" that looked like an 18-year-old playing a 14-year-old, and they brought the original one back. You're like, what the fuck? What is happening? You know what I'm talking about?
Like, I know, yeah.
Because they had I was actually talking to my girlfriend about that the other night. I was like, that was the weirdest thing ever, because in Three Ninjas you had the originals one, right? And then Three Ninjas kicked back. They replaced Rocky with a guy that looked absolutely nothing like him, like even remotely like him. And then in Three Ninjas Knuckle Up, the original Rocky came back. It's like everybody's like, what happened? Did he go to summer camp and get like smaller? Did he get depressed? Like, what happened? Like, he had black hair, glasses, he was 6'8". And then he comes back and he's like, I don't know, a normal kid looking. Like, he's got sandy blonde hair and 5', I don't know, 4".
It's worked before. They did it with Rhodey, right? They switched out with and different characters over time. They've done that. But you can't do it with the main character, you know?
I don't think, like, here's the thing. Like, there are certain characters that are easier to pass off to the general public as, you know, different horror icons. Like, Michael Myers wears a mask. So if you put a different person in the Michael Myers costume, as long as he does the Michael Myers moves and struts and all that good stuff. Nobody will mind that. It's like a James Bond thing. It's fine. Just like Jason Voorhees. It's different when it's Freddy Krueger because he's vocal. He's got his own like animations. There's things about it that people have come to love and know. I think that right now it's a real, like they tried it in 2011 with Jackie O'Haley, which I think was a smart move as far as like trying to get somebody else in there so they can actually make a future with that series. And I'm with you as well. Like, Robert Englund coming back for one last movie would be amazing. But like you said, the age is going to show at some point, and he's not going to keep coming back to keep doing it. So where does that leave you after he leaves? Well, you're now in the same boat that you were.
Yep.
Like, you're without a lead that no one's going to attach themselves to because they're, like, you're almost solidifying in goddamn concrete mix that gangsters use that Robert Englund will always and forever be Freddy Krueger, and there will be nobody else that can take the reins.
And I'm reading the tea leaves here too, man, on what he's saying. Pay close attention to what he's saying. First, he's saying that you can't do the same thing. You have to move on from Freddy. Then he's saying he's going to bring Robert Englund back to honor him and then express beyond that. I think Elijah Wood's planning on, if he were to get the keys to this franchise, I think their plan was to kill Freddy Krueger and have his evil survive in some sort of different entity or way. Well,
he can go back and suck Samwise Gamgee's dick if that's the case.
It could be, and maybe that's what happened. Maybe they went to the Wes Craven estate and maybe it was a really cool idea and a really cool pitch, but it's not something you could really put into canon. You know, like maybe you could make a cool graphic novel out of it where it doesn't really affect everything, and then we don't live in a world, Nightmare on Elm Street world without Freddy Krueger because that makes no fucking sense.
Well, but here's the thing.
Maybe he pitched it to them, this idea of moving on without Freddy Krueger, and they were just like, no way. And that's what he means by, you know, I don't think the rights are available, at least to us.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to interrupt you, but what I was going to say was that, the whole idea of the dream demons that they introduced in, like, 6, in Halloween 6, that the dream demons could go and be anybody. And, like, if they killed off Freddy, and then that's exactly going back to that Freddy's Nightmare bullshit stuff. It's like, well, then the Dream Demons can just jump from a different, you know, can go and attach itself to a new serial killer that won't have the name Freddy Krueger, but we can keep the Nightmare on Elm Street. And Freddy Krueger would be mentioned, but it wouldn't be Freddy Krueger. And I'm like, dude. Like,
throw the damn towel.
I was like, get out of here. I was like, throw the towel in. But, yeah, no, it would be too much.
Apparently they didn't watch Jason.
Goddamn. Only in America. You're losing everything.
Apparently they didn't watch Jason Goes to Hell. That's what they did with Jason Goes to Hell, and it was fun.
Yeah, they did. Well, it was like they literally lifted that from Halloween or from Nightmare on Elm Street 6. I don't know, man. Like, I'm just saying, like, it's a really sticky pond that you're putting your wiener in as far as, like, do you go with Robert Englund? Do you bring Robert Englund back to make and then have a great studio and a great writer and a great director and make an amazing Nightmare on Elm Street film? Or do you say, I can't do that because if I do that, then the series doesn't really go anywhere after that. Like, I mean, because then you've got to retool and you got to put a brand new character. I mean, you know what I mean? And, like, people aren't stupid. Like, and, you know, people are going to be judging the fuck out of whoever they put in the role. Imagine making the most incredible Nightmare on Elm Street movie that's just as good as the original one with Robert Englund in the lead. And it's great, and he hits all the lines. Everything's amazing, and everybody loves it. And then Robert Englund's done, and then you bring in a new actor to take over, and everybody's been, like, going to be judging the fuck out of that new actor. And they're not going to give him a chance. I mean, it's just the way that people are. They're going to be like, well, it's not Robert Englund. Like, that last movie was incredible. Like, it's not Robert Englund.
Yeah. And you know what I just decided I was going to do, Jay? I'm going to put our next podcast is going to be the video we did a while back of our dreamcasting for Freddy Krueger, Nightmare on Elm Street. So if anybody hasn't checked that out, we actually do a whole video where we get pretty deep into our picks for who could play the next Freddy Krueger. So we got a whole video on that. I'll put that podcast up tomorrow. And speaking of which, guys, if you listen to us on the podcast, if you like it, do us a favor, because from what I understand on my Google quests after you know, celebritydeepfakes.com is done as my morning ritual, I researched podcasts and stuff, and apparently it's a really big deal that if you listen to us on iTunes that you give us a review and a ranking on there, or on Spotify or wherever that you download and rate the podcast and review it and all that. So if you guys would do that for us, that'll help us a lot, and that'll help us keep making these podcasts sexual with gravy.
Very, very nice. Smother me in gravy, you dirty old man, and give us that likes and those hearts and those thumbs and in the butts and whatever, and we'll reward you with kisses in the night that you won't even see coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. but yeah, and all I want to say at the end is, as I'm not saying at all, because I know people will be thinking, like, well, you have hate against Robert Englund. Not at all. Like, we love Robert Englund. And, like, obviously, why wouldn't you? Like, the guy's, he's fucking incredible. Like, he's incredible. I'm just saying that I think moving forward into the future, I just feel like they really should consider moving ahead without Robert Englund. Like, if you want to do a one-off, I would say if Robert Englund wants to come back and do one more outing as Freddy Krueger, put it on HBO, put it on Netflix, do a updated Freddy's Nightmares or something, and let Robert Englund come back. Do a Tales from the Crypt kind of thing where he's the Crypt Keeper as Freddy Krueger. I don't know.
That's way too Freddy's Nightmares, though.
Well, I know, but whatever. I mean, you can give him something, but I mean, as far as a full feature-length film that's going to be out, I don't know if he's the right choice right now to do it. I mean, I love Doug Bradley as Pinhead, and to me, like, he's always going to be Pinhead. But I don't think the guy in Revelation, the last one that we just watched, the newer one, the Hellraiser, did a bad job at all.
Yeah. No, I agree. I think the movie would be great with him in it. It's just these things have to have legs. Slasher horror's about sequels. You know, it's about keeping it alive. It's got to have legs. And he comes back for one movie, that's great. But what the fuck do you do after that?
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Let me ask you this, dude. What I think would be really cool is to have an HBO late night series that's an animated Nightmare on Elm Street and have him voice the character. And that way he doesn't have to put on the makeup. You could do crazy things with the dream world. I think Nightmare on Elm Street lends itself to animation really well. And if you put it on HBO, you could get really fucked up with it. And that's where you could really investigate his origins and do some crazy shit.
Yeah, I was going to say, or like back in the day, like remember when, I don't know if it was MTV or something, those late night, like Aeon Flux and like the Max. Like, yeah, that shit was weird. Scary and weird as hell. I was like, yeah, man, that was back when, you know, when MTV actually was music and they played music videos and shit. They didn't get all stupid, but
I'm thinking more Spawn, the animated series on HBO, though.
Oh, that was some good shit, too. Yeah, I don't know, man. Like, we'll see what happens. But I mean, if Elijah Wood gets his hands on this at all, like, yeah, I would be fine with it. I just hope that he doesn't move in the direction that he's trying to. And again, I really want A24 to have it. I really do. I think A24 is the studio to do it. They've got the exact creepy atmosphere building world techniques that you need in a Nightmare on Elm Street movie.
I agree with that. I'd be psyched for that too. And by the way, we both keep saying Elijah Wood. His company is actually called SpectreVision, which is a badass name for a company.
Spectrum's gonna sue some my ass.
And his movie Come to Daddy comes out this weekend. And I want to mention this article and the podcast that the article came from. The Boo Crew is on bloodydisgusting.com. So thanks to them for doing this podcast and putting this article out there, from which we got our news from, to talk about this today. And thank you guys for listening to us and being our fucking friends.
You guys are the greatest ever. You will always be on our Christmas card Hallmark celebration time. Every time.
I don't know. I got excited. I got it. Sorry.
You got to put that away. You can't be having that out during the podcast.
Jingle, jangle.
I'm talking about Mike's rabbit foot.
We love your fucking faces, guys. Thanks for listening, and we will talk to you so soon.
Into the night. Deeper and deeper. Oh, God, stop. See you in your nightmares.
Dragonheart.
We watched a movie. Yeah. We watched a movie. We watched it. We watched a movie. Yeah. You know what? We did a movie. We watched a movie. Uh-huh. We watched a movie.